Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. You're tuned into the principles of prosperity, and we're breaking the stronghold of poverty. Glory to God. My name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome all of you to listen to this message today, because it's going to take you from the pit to the palace. Because the truth that you learn today is going to set you free. All right?
However, right now, I want to make an announcement. At the end of the program, there are two very important announcements that I don't want you to miss. I'm going to help you. Bless you. All right? So stay tuned. Stay tuned for the great word, the great messages. So I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for this time, this season. I think to share with your people, your word. So you be done above all things, and prosper in their health, even if their souls prosper. Now, John 2. Glory to God. Today, we're going to talk about understanding hiding. Malachi 3, starting in verse 10, says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And truly, not ever says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast no fruit before the time when it is sealed, verse the Lord of hosts. If it is of God himself speaking, and he is saying, prove me. So this is all the time in the word that God instructs us. Tithing was instituted under the old covenant as a way for God to communicate his blessing to his people. The word tithe means 10% of each denied that. Under the law with that purpose and with the first fruit of all that increase, tithes are to be given from the first fruit, from the top, the root. You'll find that in the Malachi 3, verse 8 and 9. The first fruit of our income is God. It's not ours. It's not to be used to pay the bill. Tithing is different from state gifts and offerings. The tithing is your 10% that God commands us to give. Gifts and offerings are above and beyond. So some people can give as the Lord leads them. And in most cases, when I wasn't tithing, I didn't have anything to give either. But when you start tithing, then you have money to give. And to bless, it's the word where it's on the middle of it, which is on say over and over and over again, but that's been very good to me. Tithing is not, this is another area where people have gotten it wrong. But we're going to clear things up here today and receive this. Receive the word of God. Receive. Make up your mind that you want to go from the pit to the palace financially. And it's all under the obedience of the word of God. The tithing is not only an old covenant command, but also New Testament blessing and privilege. Hebrews 7:8 says, "Here men of thine receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, according to his witness that he liveth, tithes the first fruit of their increase in a basket, presented to the high priest, and say to him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come into the country which is the Lord's prayer unto our fathers, for to give us. And Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 2 and 3. They spoke in their redemption. And according to Colossians 1, verse 13, we have been delivered from the power of darkness and Christ laid into the kingdom of God. As believers, we're living in the kingdom of God. We're headed into our inheritance in Jesus Christ. And so this is in His name. This is the high priest of the new covenant. So when we take our time to our high priest, take our redemption, receive them, and then present them to the Father. Hebrews 3:1. We lay a foundation for success and abundance. So this way, Satan has no chance against us. Having is the time. It rebukes the devourer. So when we resist Satan in the name of Jesus, glory to God. God rebukes us in action. God told Israelites, their words were found against them. They were confessing lack and want. It is important to speak our redemption in order for the task to do. Word of God that you shall have what you say. So if you speak lack and want, that's what you're going to have. But if you speak prosperity, increase, deliver, wealth and riches, money, that's what you're going to have. So also, money is very important. When you place your tithe, it depends on where you are receiving your spiritual food. God says, bring the tithe into the storehouse. That is where the food is. For a pastor, an evangelist, an apostle, or some other ministry is in operation. So when you give, you're not giving to an individual, but for the furtherance of the gospel. Since your tithe is God's money, and since Jesus is the one who handles and receives it, you should always pray and let Him tell you where it's to be, what's the work. In Jesus' name. You know, and some people think, well, I'm not going to give that man my money. Give your money to that man. He doesn't need my money. You need to be obedient to the word of God and obey God and watch your situation change. And let's go to this positive confession. And you may not be tithing right now, but I believe in God that you're going to start tithing. Because the body of Christ, the believers, the body of believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the anointed one is anointed as we start obeying the word of God and tithing, we're going to see our churches grow financially. The pastors are not going to have to keep begging people. They're not going to have building funds because the money's going to be there for the building. They're not going to have they're not going to have people in their churches and in their congregations who have great needs. And they'll be able to go into the bank, their account, and help that person or that family. The body of believers start tithing the way they're supposed to because they're going to be increased. God is the God of increase. And I am a, as I can say, I am a living witness. He makes things happen. He gives you promotion. He pays off your home. He pays off life because things are way ahead of time. You have money for school and not have to borrow. Supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. So when you wouldn't have to have, your children wouldn't have to have this school loan. So today, we're going to say this confession, and as you speak in what you're going to be doing, in the name of Jesus. So repeat this after me. I confess that I have come into the inheritance, which is for to give me. I'm in the land which you have provided for me, kingdom of Almighty God. I was a sinner serving Satan. He was my God. But I called upon the name of Jesus, and you heard my cry, and delivered me from the power and authority of darkness, and translated me into the kingdom of your dear Son. Jesus is my Lord and High Priest. I bring the first fruit of my income to you and worship God with them. I rejoice in all the good that you have given me and my household. I have hearkened unto the voice of the Lord my God and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Now I believe you will look down from your holy habitation in heaven and bless me, as you said in your word. Come in the name of the Father. I expect these things to take place. I confess that the windows of heaven are being opened. Blessings are being poured out. There's not enough room to receive it. Surely I want to shout. It is enough, it is enough. God himself has refused to devour for my sake. The fruit of my crown for my support. My vine won't cast fruit for the time. Nations will call me blessed. I will be a delight for the land. Today, I'm experiencing God's fruit from that increase. I'll walk in it by faith. I call it God in Jesus' name. And Lord, I worship you. In the name of Jesus. And I want to share with you about the abundance. I was reading the other day in the church of 2 Chronicles 31, when Hezekiah was in charge and speaking. And I want to read what happened as the people started tithing. I'm starting verse 5. I mean verse 4. And Hezekiah pointed to the verse 2, 2 Chronicles 31, verse 2. And Hezekiah appointed the portions of the priests to the Levites after their portions, every man according to his service, the priests and Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tent of the Lord. Verse 5 says, as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance, the first fruit of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all things, and laid them by heap. Then Hezekiah questioned with the priest, the Levites, concerning the heap, and Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Levi, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough heat and have plenty. For the Lord hath blessed his people, that which is left in this great store. I'm telling you, God is the God of abundance, a multiplier. Verse 3 and 21, and those who declare for all children, he did throughout all Judah and brought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And every work that he began in the service of the house of God, he wants us. So we're going to release God by doing them over and over again, because, as I said over and over, I heard the word of time, the message of time, while driving my car on the car radio. And I said, I did not know anything about time. And when I heard the message, 10% of your income, 10%, wow. I said, I can't afford it, because when I go to work on Friday, I'm broke. I didn't forget that message in three. After that, every Friday, when my supervisor laid some chip on the desk, that message came back to me. I didn't know the Holy Spirit. I wasn't in the church that was tithing or anything. They didn't have envelopes. But what God did, I'm telling you, to show that in media, when I could even get to church, they put the $26 in the basket. That was my net. That wasn't my growth. So later he spoke to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me about the growth. But the government takes this money from the top. What about me? I still hadn't talked to anybody about it. I didn't know anything. I didn't know Malachi's grace or any of that. I didn't even know to pray over the money. That's how far back I was. But it shows how God, as you obey, he does what he's supposed to do. Whether you know the word or not. As you obey the word of God, as you know what you're doing, as you know, as you give, and you give your tithe first, the first fruit, and not what's left over, because that first, that 10% belongs to God, then dime is his. And you stop. And you will never regret it. And I'm pleading to the body of believers to stop trusting money more than we trust God. Because the money has failed, because we can look at the situation in the world today of the believers and the churches and see where they are. The churches and tithes, you can tell that these are people who are more prosperous. They're equipped with the word of God. They bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove it. They keep sickness away. All kinds of this protection money. That you move into a house, you're able to pay your school, your children's school without any loans. You send them to college. You can pay a house off. You can pay cash for cars. You're able to help other people. And I'm not telling you what I've read about. I'm telling you what I've experienced. You can still travel and go on vacation. Pray me to bless us. He is waiting because that's his word. And we're living his word. I'm 84 years old, and you won't see any big drug medicine in my medicine cabinet. You see vitamins. I'm still able to drive. I don't have any old life. So heck, this verse Psalm 103 says, you know, heals all our diseases. And that's the other thing you have to learn, that we are supposed to be well. We're not supposed to be sick. That's why he sent his son Jesus. He took all of our sickness. He took our poverty. He took our poverty, and even though he was rich, yes, for us, he became poor that we will become rich. That's the word of God. We're supposed to be rich. We're supposed to have it. So when we come into agreement and obey the word of God, you're going to see a difference in your life, a difference in your life. So as I said before, in the beginning, there is an announcement that I have for you that's going to help you mightily. you're going to know where you are. You're going to know. You're going to do the words. You're going to speak. You're going to have a good time. You're going to have an exciting time. And so that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So it's time for you to understand where you're going to be going in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank and I praise you for this time for sharing your word. And now, Father, I thank you that your word will not return into your void, but it's going to accomplish their way. We look back today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the people. Right. Now, for all of you listeners, here's the announcement. One of them, the first one, found a way to save money on travel. But I was always done and still want to do it, still doing it. And it'll save money on what I'm doing anyway. So this travel project with Priceline and its partner, Extreme Travel, is exciting. Tonight, this is Thursday night, but tonight at 9:30, there's going to be a call and the telephone number is 218-895-9716. That's 218-895-9716. And the code is 42015 and the pound sign. Now that's the pastors and bishops call. Listen to what God has done. Listen to that call. All I'm telling you, never regret it. And as you listen, you can, I want you to pull up my website and call me. ANN Strickland. Vacation Experience. VacationExperience.com. And Strickland.VacationExperience.com. Or call me 215-806-4879. 215-806-4879. But this is going to help you to go forward, to move from the pit to the top. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So that's where God wants you. He wants you to have kingdom living. You are his representatives here on earth now. It's not in the word by and by, it's the here and the now. And he wants to say, look at my church. Look what I've done for them. You represent him. And just like you want your children to represent you in a great way, not poor and hungry and messed up, God is the same way. He said, I'll bless you. He wants to bless you and want you to be a blessing. So you need to have an overflow and abundance to be able to bless someone else. My next announcement, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, I have the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. The Healing School of Financial Prosperity, they are testimonies of God using me to pray for people, to teach people, and their lives have changed financially. Their testimony of what God has used me you do to help people who want to be helped. So you can come down Saturday morning. It's from 10 to 12. The Gateway Building here in Philadelphia, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. Free parking. The class is free. You just come and learn. Come and learn. And get your mind be renewed in the spirit of your mind with the fresh mental and spiritual eyes, putting on a new nature, created in God-like image and true righteousness in the name of Jesus. True righteousness. You know, you're going to call ourselves believers and poor. Woo! That has to change. That has to change. And it's going to change as you come forth. Also, Friday night at the same location, 3751 Island Avenue, my daughter, Carpenter Susan Napier, is going to be there Friday night at 7 o'clock. And she has a great gift in the morning of prophetic, of however the Lord leads her. So come out and hear and receive a blessing from God. It's 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. In the empowerment. And there's free parking. Free parking. And that's a good thing in Philadelphia. So you can also call me there. Call me about that. 215-806-4879 or text me. So I'm just glad that you've listened and heard the words, and just know right now that your life is going to be changed and renewed as you obey God, because it's your time. It's your season. This is the time now. It's your time. So you can, on my website, you can also set up a free portal. With so much, you know, I'm not selling anything. There are things that you can have and you can benefit from. And watch what's going to happen with your life. And remember, those trips, it's the same as Priceline. You're partnered with Priceline. Extreme Travel is the mother company. And Vacation Travel is the marketing side of it. And people are really prospering. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.